This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A day after meeting with Turkey's president, U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham said he hopes President Trump will not completely withdraw American troops from Syria until the Islamic State is crushed. Graham said Saturday in Ankara, the goal of destroying ISIS is not yet accomplished. He said a total U.S. withdrawal from Syria without a plan would lead to chaos. Turkish forces, meanwhile, remain massed on the northeast Syrian border, poised to launch an offensive against the YPG Kurdish militia, a critical American ally in the war against Islamic State fighters. A leaking fuel pipeline exploded in central Mexico Friday, killing at least 20 people and badly burning at least 60 more. Authorities traced the tragedy to thieves, illegally tapping into the Hidalgo State pipeline. Video footage showed the fuel gushing into the air and people collecting the oil in buckets, garbage cans, and other containers before the explosion. Hidalgo Governor Omad Fayad had a warning for them, saying apart from being illegal, it puts your life and those of your families at risk. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador, who has launched a crackdown on oil theft, called on the entire government to assist the people at the site of the explosion. The government says fuel theft costs Mexico about $3 billion a year. The UN Human Rights Office says it's documented 34 deaths in the Democratic Republic of Congo since provisional election results were unveiled a week ago. The second-place finisher, Martin Fayulu, has demanded a recount, saying the declared winner, opposition leader Felix Tshisekedi, struck a deal with outgoing President Joseph Kabila. And the African Union has called for a delay in announcing the final results. The December 30th vote was billed as a forerunner to Congo's first democratic handover of power since independence from Belgium in 1960. For news anytime, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The White House says a second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be held at the end of February. No word on a site. The announcement was made after Mr. Trump met in the Oval Office for 90 minutes Friday with Kim Jong-chol, a former spymaster and North Korea's top nuclear envoy. The first summit produced only a vague commitment by Kim to work towards dismantling his nuclear arsenal. But Pyongyang has yet to take what Washington sees as concrete steps in that direction. And the U.S. Defense Department says North Korea continues to pose a serious threat. President Trump is promising a major nationwide address on the partial government shutdown later today, set for mid-afternoon. He says it will focus on what he calls the humanitarian crisis on the country's southern border. We have a report from AP's Tim McGuire.
The White House isn't giving any details about what President Trump will be announcing, but he hinted in a video tweeted Friday night.
We have to secure our southern border. If we don't do that, we're a very, very sad and foolish lot.
Trump is also calling on congressional Democrats to work with him on border security.
Take the politics out of it. Let's get to work and let's make a deal.
The announcement comes at the end of an especially combative week between Trump and congressional Democrats. The shutdown, which has lasted more than 4 weeks, follows Trump's insistence on billions of dollars for a wall along the border with Mexico. Tim McGuire, Washington.
In a rare public statement, the Office of the Special Counsel investigating President Trump and his campaign has thrown a bit of cold water on an explosive report, which, if true, could put Mr. Trump in legal jeopardy. BuzzFeed News claimed that Mr. Trump had directed his longtime lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress about talks with Russia, centered on building a Trump tower in Moscow. Special Counsel Robert Mueller spokesman says, quote, BuzzFeed's description of specific statements to the special counsel's office and characterization of documents and testimony obtained by this office regarding Michael Cohen's congressional testimony are not accurate. BuzzFeed says it stands by its reporting. Demonstrators in Greece are planning a massive rally in Athens Sunday to protest a deal that would normalize Greek relations with Macedonia. There are deep divisions over Macedonia changing its name to the Republic of North Macedonia in exchange for Greece dropping its objections to the Balkan country joining NATO and the European Union. The U.S. State Department says Sunday's demonstration is expected to draw upwards of 150,000 people. The Islamic State terror group is promising to keep targeting U.S. and U.S.-backed forces in the northern Syrian town of Manbij, where a suicide attack killed 4 Americans and 5 coalition soldiers this week. Gene Randall, VOA News.